Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. Adam Boyden is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. Adam is the president of Conduit, which is a company that's been helping people like you and me to put our best foot forward online. And he's here to talk to us about how give us another installment in that area. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thank you very much for having me back. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And as you can tell, Adam has that wonderful English accent that we would invite him back, even if he wasn't so smart, we'd invite him back just to hear him talk. I like to say, Adam, I have other friends who English friends who still are in England, and they're quick to remind me that they don't have the accent. I have the accent.
I've been living out here long enough where I have to be careful about certain things like that.
Well, they're reminding me that from England, not here in the United States. Adam, one of the things that I want you to help us sort out is this social media craze that's going on.
Right.
I've been writing a lot about this and talking a lot about it, as you may know, and I consider myself to be a heretic on many topics, but especially this one. You know, a heretic is a true believer who's not happy with the status quo. And so that's kind of where I am on this. And so business owners, especially, well, all business owners, not just small business owners, have really been trying to figure out where's the value in social media for me? Where's the ROI? How do I make this work for me? And I've been trying to help them with that. And one of the things that I've been focusing on is to think about not so much the technology as the underlying activity, which is building communities. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely spot on. The best way I always try to think about it is that any business, it doesn't matter whether you're in a retail or a service or whatever, you have customers. And the best thing any business can do is to have a constant communication, contact, dialogue with those customers. And usually that's on a one-to-one basis. And all that social media is trying to do is to make it sort of very leveraged, very easy for these businesses to keep communicating with their customer base.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's exactly right. And so you have to kind of disengage your thinking from the technology and get away from the technology a little bit and think about, okay, who are these people? Where are they coming from? What do they want from me? What do I want from them? What do we want to create together? And how many different circles are there? You know, I think you can't talk about this without making the community plural, right? I mean, you and I are members of just a short time that we've known each other over the last year or so. We could probably identify two or three communities that we are part of that we connect those communities to each other.
Absolutely. This is part of the challenge is that people get deer in the headlights when
right.
they think about the 32 different social networks that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think the key is, and this is where technology can come in handy, is that there are people out there who recognize this is a challenge. You know, how do I keep up to date with trying to update my status, my profile on 32 different social networks? And so there are people like sort of ping.fm who have tools which make it very easy for you to do it once, and it will then automatically update your profile, your status on all of the social networks that you're associated with. But to your point, you're absolutely right. You know, you can't just be on Facebook. You've got to be on all the communities where you think your customers are hanging out.
And one of the things that I think is that I'm concerned about, and this is the heretic part, Adam, is is that I don't want small business owners. I want them to use Twitter. I want them to use Facebook. I want them to use LinkedIn, because those are the training grounds. This is where we learn how people behave in these communities, in these online communities. There's great training potential there. There's great opportunity in those for doing business there. But I don't want them to forsake building their own community platforms. What do you think?
Absolutely. The purpose of these social networks is, I think there are a few things. One is that it allows a business to listen closely to what's going on. But ultimately, what they should be used for is to drive people to the small business's own website and their own community. They want to be driving people to their own blog, for example, mm-hmm. and get their customers to comment and drive a conversation around the topics of interest for the small business and their customers.
Well, and no question about it, or an email distribution that they have. It's not as easy to the email doesn't allow you that much back and forth dialogue, but that is a community. Those are communities that many of us have and that we can leverage into other communities, can't we?
Absolutely. All of this is one big spider's web. The way I look at it.
I like that imagery. That's a good way to say it.
Everything ties into everything else. The email marketing is driving users with information. It's also driving people to interact with blog posts or the small business's website.
But how about rating a product, rating a service, commenting on something on your own website? That's all part of the community building, isn't it?
Absolutely, exactly. And then, of course, stuff that we do at Conduit, you can tie a lot of this all together with those customers where you have a lot of interaction with community toolbars as well. So all of these things, they tie themselves together. And the trick is not to, particularly for a small business who, of course, is trying to do 36,000 things at the same time, mm-hmm. not to focus on any one of these beyond everything else.
Well, that's right. And the thing, folks, now that we've sort of got your attention on the concept and the idea of building communities and not just thinking about Twitter, but thinking about these people are part of your community. The value is not in Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. The value is not in your blog. The value is in the connections that you're making with these communities, the dialogue and the connections. But you do need the tools. The tools help make it happen. And we come back, we're going to get Adam to help us with that. He's going to talk to us about some tools right after these messages, 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it. We built it just for you. No barrier to entry. We hope you check it out and use it to your advantage. We think it'll help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. And the good news is you got 5 seconds or 15 minutes or anywhere in between. We got something you can do there. Right off the homepage there. Lots of stuff. The blog, the newsletter, et cetera, et cetera. And also my knowledge base, AskJim.biz. And if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Adam Boyden is our guest, folks. He's the president of Conduit, conduit.com. And he's a good guy, and we're enjoying having a conversation with him about how you can leverage your business online a little bit better. And in the previous segment, Adam, we talked about the idea of, and I thank you for doing a great job of helping me. I'm trying to get people to quit thinking about technology, because, Adam, I think 3 years from now we won't even be talking about Twitter anymore. We'll be talking about some other tool, but we'll still be fundamentally working on communities. But you got to have the tools to make this happen. And that's one of the things you guys do. You offer tools. Talk to us about the tools.
So the way we look at it is that we were discussing in the last segment about sort of the web of the various tools that all tie into each other. Email marketing, which small businesses should definitely be doing, They shouldn't be doing themselves off their own, email server or service. They should be using a professional email provider so that they don't get caught up in all the spam filters.
Mm-hmm.
Their website, I think small businesses should really focus a lot of time and effort using tools like Yola or webs.com to build a really professional-looking website, because it has such an impact on customers who visit to determine whether or not they look at you as a really professional outfit. A blog, I think, can be a really powerful thing if you're willing, as a small business, to invest the time and effort in keeping it up to date.
Right, right.
Because people will come back regularly.
How often should a blog be updated?
Well, I think that if you can do it 2 to 3 times a month, then that's fine.
Wow, that's not very much.
No, you don't, because small businesses, depending upon the specific service, that's sort of the minimum. And if you can make it really relevant and interesting content, and then tie it into the social media space as well, where you can update your status in Facebook for everyone who's connected to you there,
right,
on LinkedIn and so on, mm-hmm, about the fact you've now got a new blog post, then you can begin to get people to comment about whatever it is that you're talking about.
And that's how you use, you cross-collateralize on the different platforms, don't you?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And then, the other thing...
So you write a blog post and you Twitter about it. That's what we do. Every interview I do every day, we put it up on Twitter. You know, Adam, I may have told you this before. We have people who have never been to my website, but they found us on Twitter, and they literally have Twitter send them the links to these interviews to them on their iPhone, and they listen to me on the iPhone. They've never been to my website.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Exactly. Again, the way to think about all of these tools is that they are tools. They're just there to make it so that people out there who are interested or could be interested in small businesses' products and services find out about what it is that you're doing.
Right.
And all of this is to drive awareness and information and hopefully traffic driven back to the site,
right,
where people will then contact or buy stuff, etc.
I want to take, before we run out of time, though, I want you to give us some examples. You're such a classy guy. I want you to give us some examples of what Conduit does for its customers.
Sure. So the one I always, I think has done a great job is there's a dog store in Baltimore called Pretentious Pooch, which is a great name.
Isn't that kind of redundant?
I think they've done a great job because they have done all of the stuff that we're talking about. They have a cool-looking website. They run email campaigns. They have a blog.
So is that pretentiouspooch.com?
Yeah, exactly, pretentiouspooch.com.
Okay. So you can go there and see how this works. Go ahead.
And what they've done is that they've taken all of these tools and they've built, using our free tools at conduit.com, the Pretentious Pooch Toolbar. And their customers are installing this and basically using this to find out the latest stuff going on about dogs.
Right.
So dog lovers are using this to find out blog posts, Facebook, Flickr photographs of dogs getting dressed up, and things like this. And
it adds value. It adds robustness to your website.
Absolutely.
And the latest cool stuff.
Exactly. It ties their customers into the community that Pretentious Pooch is building using all of the social media tools, their website, etc.
Because when people think about your website, if they don't think that there's something new there, they're not going to come back.
Absolutely.
Because they got too many things to do. The website's conduit.com, right?
Exactly.
And some of your stuff's free.
It's all free.
Okay, good. That's even better.
It is.
We like free stuff. That's the reason I wanted you to tell us about it. We love free stuff. I worked hard for this, folks. This is just for my audience. Everybody else has to pay for it. My audience gets it free, right? Right, Adam?
Absolutely. Yeah.
I'm joking, ladies and gentlemen. Just having some fun. Hey, Adam, you're a good sport. Classy guy. Thanks for being here. We enjoyed this. Will you come back again?
Absolutely.
You got a lot more to teach us. We'll do that real soon. Adam Boyden, ladies and gentlemen, Boyden, president of Conduit, conduit.com. That was a lot of fun. We'll have him back real soon. Quick break. Stay with me. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.